This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wa salatu wa salamu ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. All praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Blessings and salutations upon Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and blessings upon all of us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us and may He have mercy on us in these blessed days of the month of Ramadan. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept the listening of the Holy Quran and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us from amongst those who can learn a lesson from the Quran and put into practice and teach others. Ameen. We are moving on with the verses that were recited last night in Surah Al-Saba, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has named the surah after a nation who were found in Yemen. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about gratitude and ingratitude in Surah Saba, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says He had given the people of Saba a lot and they were told to thank Him. That is the only commandment they had, was to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for what they had. And unfortunately, they did not thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala destroyed whatever they had and converted all the orchards that they had into worthless land. Whatever grew on that land was always not fit for human consumption because of their ingratitude. So may Allah not make us from amongst those who are ungrateful. And as I have said in the past, gratitude is divided into two. Firstly, to thank Allah through our tongues. And we need to constantly thank Allah for whatever He has given us. And secondly, to find ourselves on the right side of the law of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is also gratitude. To get up for salah is also gratitude. To give out our zakah is also gratitude. To engage in that which we have been commanded is also gratitude. And to abstain from that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prohibited is ingratitude. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala may just punish those who are ungrateful in the same way that He punished the people of Saba. In fact, in Surah Saba, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala draws a comparison. And He has done this in many surahs of the Quran. One is the people of Saba and how Allah destroyed their crop and their plantations and their land. And the other is Dawood alayhi salatu wasalam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes mention of what kingdom Allah had given Dawood alayhi salam and Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam. In Surah Saba, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَأَلَنَّا لَهُ الْحَدِيدِ. We made soft steel for Dawood alayhi salatu wasalam. The iron and steel was made very soft for him. He could move it with his hand. And according to one narration, he could communicate with it and it would become soft whenever he touched it. And Allah says, we also made sure, or we gave Dawood alayhi salatu wasalam as a gift, the fact that he could communicate with mountains and he could speak with the birds. And whenever he used to engage in tasbih, Allah had commanded the mountains and the birds and the other creatures to engage in a collective tasbih with Dawood alayhi salatu wasalam. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands the family of Dawood. And the lesson is for all of us. اعملوا آل داود شكرا وقليل من عبادي الشكور. O family of Dawood. And we know Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam was a child of Dawood alayhi salam. And Allah says, O family of Dawood alayhi salatu wasalam, engage in shukr. Make my shukr. Be grateful for what I have given you. And Allah continues to say, very few of my worshippers are actually grateful. So many of us are guilty of being given everything by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and still we have second thoughts when it comes to salah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us steadfast on salah. Believe me, salah is the most important pillar of this deen, as is mentioned by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and I spoke about that last night. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also makes mention of a clarification in this surah, where there was a rumor that had spread regarding the jinn, and the fact that the jinn know the unseen, The jinn know the unseen. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says it clearly in another place in the Quran that He is the only one who knows the unseen. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam knew whatever Allah had informed him. And definitely he was the greatest of all Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's creation. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had informed him much more than he had informed others. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, قُلْ لَا يَعْلَمُ مَنْ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ الْغَيْبَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ. Say that there is none in the skies or on earth who knows the unseen besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So there was a rumor that had spread that the jinn also know the unseen. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cleared this at the time of Sulaiman alayhi salatu wa salam. He was granted so much power, even in Surah Sad, a surah that we read tonight. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes mention of how Sulaiman alayhi salatu wa salam's power and kingdom was so vast. He had jinn who worked for him and jinn who built buildings for him and castles. And they would work whenever he was there. I think that is a habit of a lot of us. Where the boss is there, we all work. When the boss goes, we all tend to play. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not make us from amongst those type of people. If we have a duty, we need to fulfill it, whether people are watching us or not. Because ultimately, we owe the accounts to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Every minute of time is, or shall be taken account of by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We should not cheat in work and at work. So the jinn were working, and Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam was watching them. He was standing with a stick, leaning on a stick. And he passed away in that condition whilst standing with his eyes open. That is what the Quran says. And the jinn continued working, thinking that this man is watching us. And after some time, when the ants ate the stick of Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam, and he fell on the ground, it's mentioned very clearly in the Quran, in Surah Saba. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, that is when the jinn realized that he has died. And that is when it became clear to everyone that the jinn do not know the unseen. Had they known the unseen, they would definitely have known, even if they'd known that which was in front of them, they would have picked up that this man is not alive. But Allah created or caused the miraculous death of Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam whilst he was standing with his stick, and he balanced like that with his eyes opened for as long as Allah wanted him to balance, in order to prove that none knows the unseen besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And those verses are mentioned in Surah Saba. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَلَمَّا قَضَيْنَا عَلَيْهِ الْمَوْتَ مَا دَلَّهُمْ عَلَى مَوْتِهِ إِلَّا دَابَّةُ الْأَرْضِ تَأْكُلُ مِنْ سَأَتَهُ فَلَمَّا خَرَّ تَبَيَّنَتِ الْجِنُّ أَنْ لَوْ كَانُوا يَعْلَمُونَ الْغَيْبَ مَا لَبِثُوا فِي الْعَذَابِ الْمُهِينَ. Those verses in a nutshell are what I just mentioned moments ago regarding Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam having been caused or made to die by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the position of standing whilst the jinn kind were all working. And when the little ants ate the stick, that is when he fell, and that is when everyone knew, or it became clear, that the jinn do not know the unseen. Then we moved on to Surah Fatir last night. And Al-Fatir, one of the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the one who creates, the creator, the originator of creation, is Al-Fatir. And Allah opens the verses of Surah Al-Fatir or Surah Fatir by saying, Alhamdulillahi Fatiris Samawati Wal-Ard, mentioning the greatness of the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Praise be to Allah who has originated the creation of the earth, the skies and everything, and He has made the angels with wings, 2, 3, 4 and more. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam with 600 wings, each wing from the east to the west. It is reported that the people of Lut alayhi salatu wasalam, when they were punished, Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam had actually put his wing, one of his wings, under the ground and lifted the entire nation right up to the skies and turned them upside down, and that is how they were punished. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us. Just one of those wings, look at the power that this wing was given. Then we, man, think we are significant, and we think we are a big deal, so to speak. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala safeguard us. And may Allah make us conscious of the fact that we are definitely going to meet Him very, very soon. And we need to prepare for the day we meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is most merciful. He is looking for any excuse to forgive me and to forgive you. And therefore, let us give Him that excuse by engaging in tawbah and by turning to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala constantly. Nobody is perfect. At the moment, on the globe, no one is perfect. And we all need to engage in tawbah. We need to constantly turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who was perfect, still turned to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yet he did not need it. That is a lesson for all of us. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then has a loud, loud message in Surah Fatif. After making mention of His power, and after making mention of His messages, and after making mention of those who have denied the message, Allah makes it very clear that we are indeed so insignificant. He says,
يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسُ أَنْتُمُ الْفُقَرَاءُ إِلَى اللَّهِ وَاللَّهُ هُوَ الْغَنِيُّ الْحَمِيدُ.
O people, you are indeed in need of Allah. You are beggars to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You are in need of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at all times. And Allah is independent, the most powerful, the praiseworthy. That is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah continues to mention His might. And He is warning us. In the very next verse, after He tells us we are in need of Him and He is not in need of us, He then says,
إِن يَشَأْ يُذْهِبْكُمْ وَيَأْتِ بِخَلْقٍ جَدِيدٍ.
If Allah wills, He can cause you to become extinct and He can bring others in your place. If Allah wills, He can do that. And in the Quran, He has told us to look at those in the past whom He has done that to. Take a look at the people of all the previous Anbiya alayhim salatu wasalam, who were served with severe punishments. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not punish us. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have mercy on us at all times. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, drawing a comparison of those who'd like to listen with those who do not want to listen. There is a message. The Quran has a loud and clear message. In a nutshell, that message is obey Allah. And obey His messenger, and you shall find success. And if you disobey, then you shall lose. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then says, there is no similarity between the one who listens to the message and answers, and the one who does not listen to the message. There is no similarity. The two are so different. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, the difference of those two are as follows. And Allah gives more similarities.
وَمَا يَسْتَوِي الْأَعْمَى وَالْبَصِيرُ.
The one who can see, or the one who is blind and the one who can see, are not the same. And Allah continues to say,
وَلَا الظُّلُمَاتُ وَلَا النُّورُ.
The darknesses, the plural is used here. The darkness and the light, the two are not the same, totally opposite.
وَلَا الظِّلُّ وَلَا الْحَرُورُ.
The shade and the heat of the sun are different. Totally different. And I'm sure we all know now that it is Ramadan, when there is the scorching sun outside, how a little bit of shade does us so much good. That is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala drawing our attention to the fact that those who respond to the call of the Quran and the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and learn this deen through the ulama, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says they are equivalent to those who can see. They are equivalent to the light. They are equivalent to the shade. And as for those who do not want to take heed of the warnings of the Quran, they are just like those who are blind. They are just like the darkness, and they are just like the scorching, burning sun in comparison to the shade. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all understanding. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that you are just a warner. Your duty is to convey the message, and whether they listen or whether they take heed or not, that is their own business. Which means they will be responsible for their behavior and attitude towards the message. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us from amongst those whom, when we listen to the message, we can surrender to it. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all upliftment. In the next surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and I'm sure it's a beautiful surah which we all have memorized, or most of us inshallah, Surah Yasin. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has named that surah after these huruf, letters which are separated, huruf muqatta'ah, the meaning of which only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows. But it is reported that Yasin is a name of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And where did that come from? It came from the next verses. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says,
Yasin wal Qur'an al Hakim, innaka lamin al mursaleen.
Yasin. And Allah is taking a qasam by the Qur'an that is full of wisdom. And Allah says, indeed you are from amongst those who have been sent. Who is from amongst those who have been sent? Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So if one takes the term Yasin as the person who is being spoken to in these verses, they would then arrive at the conclusion that that is one of the names of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Yasin wal Qur'an al-Hakim, innaka, definitely you are from amongst the messengers. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Yasin makes mention of those who are blind, those who do not want to see. And Allah says that there are some whom we have placed a bar behind them and a bar in front of them, a barrier, a curtain, they cannot see.
وَجَعَلْنَا مِن بَيْنِ أَيْدِيهِمْ سَدًّا وَمِنْ خَلْفِهِمْ سَدًّا فَأَغْشَيْنَاهُمْ فَهُمْ لَا يُبْصِرُونَ وَسَوَاءٌ عَلَيْهِمْ أَأَنذَرْتَهُمْ أَمْ لَمْ تُنذِرْهُمْ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ.
Describing the losers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says regarding those who are disbelieving that we have placed a bar in front of them, a barrier, and a barrier behind them, and covered them so they cannot see. And it is equivalent for them whether you warn them or you do not warn them, they shall not believe. The question I have is, are we from amongst those whom, when we are told, it is equivalent whether we are told or not, we still do not want to believe, we still do not take heed? We read Surah Yasin on a daily basis, alhamdulillah, almost on a daily basis, but do we know the message? That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is warning us, when the messenger comes to you with a message, when the warning comes to you, leave the evil you are engaging in, abstain from it, and engage in that goodness that will lead you to Jannah. Do not be like those whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cursed them to the degree that they could not even listen when those with the message came to them. May Allah make us from amongst those who can take heed whenever the message comes to us. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks of His power. And prior to speaking of the earth and the night, and speaking of how the ship moves at sea by the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, prior to that, Allah makes mention of a man in Surah Yasin. A man who told his people, a man who had a conversation with his people who were engaged in transgression, and warned them regarding the messengers that were sent to them. That man was granted Jannah in return. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that the man told his people, and I'm going to just repeat one verse.
اتَّبِعُوا مَنْ لَا يَسْأَلُكُمْ أَجْرًا وَهُمْ مُهْتَدُونَ.
O my people, follow those who are seeking of you no recompense. They don't want anything in return. They don't want money and wealth. They don't want to take anything away from you. They just want to grant you goodness. Follow those who are asking nothing from you. They are the ones who are rightly guided. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is obviously mentioning this for it to be a lesson for all of us. Sometimes we have ulama who come to us, who remind us. Sometimes in the form of friends, who remind us to abstain from eating interest, to abstain from going to the casinos, to abstain from immorality and illicit affairs, to abstain from drinking, to abstain from drugs, to abstain from all the various sins. Do we understand that they are not earning anything material by telling us? And the test is ours. The message came to us. Do we also just turn a blind eye to what they are saying and do not want to listen? May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us from amongst those who can take heed. If you notice, in tonight's verses, we are mentioning those verses that are connected to taking heed of the message whenever it comes. May Allah grant that to us. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes mention of His signs. And as I said, the sun and how great a sign it is of the existence of Allah. The nightfall and what a sign the nightfall is of the presence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the seas and so on. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks of the day of Qiyamah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes the day of Qiyamah in Surah Yasin. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala warns everybody, telling them, on that day, we won't need you to bear witness. We will have your organs, the organs of your own body that will bear witness for you or against you.
اليوم نختم على أفواههم وتكلمنا أيديهم وتشهد أرجلهم بما كانوا يكسبون.
On that day, Allah will seal their mouths, Allah says. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will cause their hands to speak to Allah and their legs and feet to bear witness. Where did they go? What did they touch? What did they take? What did they earn? How did they spend? Let us be mindful. We look at our hands, five fingers, mashallah. We look after our hands. We all know of manicures and pedicures and so on, alhamdulillah. But we don't realize that sometimes these legs and feet of ours and hands will probably on the day of Qiyamah bear witness against us. May Allah not let that happen to us. So let us make sure where we walk, we are conscious of Surah Yasin. And where we touch, we are conscious of Surah Yasin. And whatever we earn, we are conscious of Surah Yasin. And wherever we spend, we are conscious of Surah Yasin. We don't want to be from amongst those who come on the day of Qiyamah with these beautiful hands that we've been looking after all our lives. And they say, Ya Allah, I stole. Ya Allah, I touched that which I was not meant to be touching. Ya Allah, I spent on something that was haram and so on. I held a bottle and whatever. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us. It is very, very serious. Allah makes mention at the end of Surah Yasin of people who had denied resurrection. And Allah says, what they had said, the question they asked, مَن يُحْيِي الْعِظَامَ وَهِيَ رَمِيمٌ. Who is going to give life to these bones after they've become dust? And Allah says, قُلْ, say, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam,
قُلْ يُحْيِيهَا الَّذِي أَنْشَأَهَا أَوَّلَ مَرَّةٍ.
Say that the one who has given them or who has given those bones life in the very, very first place shall resurrect them after they are dust. For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to create from nothing, if that is what He could do, then obviously to create from dust and to create from the remains is far easier. And Allah makes mention of this, وَهُوَ أَهْوَنُ عَلَيْهِ. Allah says in another verse elsewhere in the Quran that it is easier to actually resurrect than the initial creation. Though for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala everything is equal, but for the brain of man, He has mentioned that if you have dust and you want me to resurrect, don't you realize that it is far simpler to do that? May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us iman and yaqeen. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks in Surah As-Saffat. And As-Saffat are the group of angels who are ranged in rank. The angels of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks of His chosen worshippers. And He makes mention of the angels right at the beginning. And thereafter He makes mention of Nuh alayhi salatu wa salam, Ibrahim alayhi salam, Musa and Harun, and Ilyas alayhim as-salam. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, they were all good. We tested all of them and we found that they were true believers. We found that every single one of them was actually true in their belief. And Allah says, as a gift, we made sure that they were remembered even after their death with goodness.
وَتَرَكْنَا عَلَيْهِ فِي الْآخِرِينَ وَتَرَكْنَا عَلَيْهِمَا فِي الْآخِرِينَ.
In the case of those anbiya who came singularly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, we have kept for them a good name after their death. They were remembered with goodness, with good words. May Allah grant that to us as well. We would not like to be remembered as people who were bad, bad-mouthed, evil. And as I always mention, we do not want to be from amongst those whom when we die, the community says that person was such a big pain, he should have died many years ago. Had he died years ago, or had she died years ago, we probably would have been saved from these problems. We don't want to be those type of people. We want to be those, inshallah, who can have died sacrificing for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to uplift this deen by assisting the community and spreading the good word. May Allah make us from amongst those. And Allah says,
Inna kadhalika najzil muhsinin.
Making mention of the same point after having mentioned the stories of these anbiya alayhim as-salatu was-salam in Surah As-Saffat, Allah says, that is how we granted recompense to those who were good. And the same applies to all of us. If we are good, Allah will definitely grant us in return for the goodness. No goodness will ever be wasted. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not oppress. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about those anbiya and says that,
إِنَّهُ مِنْ عِبَادِنَا الْمُخْلَصِينَ
أو مُؤْمِنِينَ. He was, speaking of the singular anbiya, after the end of every story, Allah says, he was from amongst those who were truly from amongst the believers. And then in Surah As-Sad or Surah Sad, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks of the patience of the anbiya. Once again, and Allah says they were tested, every single one of them was tested. And Allah says, we found them turning to us often. Allah speaks, uses the word awwab. Awwab means the one who returns to Allah often in tawbah. The one who remembers Allah at every point of life. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's difficulties. And he says, isbir ala ma yaqulun. Be patient regarding what they are saying, the kuffar of Makkah. What they are saying to you, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, be patient and let us recite to you. Let us inform you of the patience of Dawood, the patience of Sulaiman, the patience of Ayyub, the patience of Yunus, the patience of the others. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then repeats all the anbiya alayhim as-salatu wa salam stories, highlighting the patience. And as I've mentioned in the past, every time the story of any anbiya is repeated in the Quran, it is repeated for a different reason. Ayyub alayhi salatu was salam was tested with severe tests. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala praises him, verses that bring tears to the eyes. The Creator praising a prophet whom he has tested with difficulty. If Allah says, I put tests in such and such a person's life, we should know that those tests were serious tests. And I invite everyone to read the story of Ayyub alayhi salatu wasalam. It is very comforting for those who are going through problems. Very comforting. And he was a Nabi of Allah. And Allah says,
Inna wajadnahu sabira.
We definitely found him to be from amongst those who have patience. Allahu Akbar. For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to describe someone as patient. Amazing. What tests must Ayyub alayhi salatu wasalam have gone through? And Allah says, Ni'mal abid, regarding Ayyub alayhi salatu wasalam. He says, what a good worshipper. For Allah to say, what a good worshipper. May Allah say that about myself and yourselves. May Allah make us all good. And Allah says,
Innahu awwab.
Definitely, he was also from amongst those who constantly turned to me. He was a Nabi. Allah tested him. And Allah says, we tested him with every test possible for him. And we found him to be patient. What a good worshipper. He turns to us so often. May Allah make us also good. And may Allah make us from amongst those who can turn very often. Wa sallallahu wa sallama wa baraka ala nabina Muhammad. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayka.